Hello everybody, this is English for You, the program that helps you improve your English, hone your speaking and listening skills, and improve your vocabulary. A very warm welcome. In the studio, I have my Fazeco students. I'm very happy to see so many intelligent-looking faces eager to participate and contribute, right? Kota, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Great. Sobuc, how's everything?
Everything's okay.
Good. Victor, how's it hanging?
I'm great because there were no school.
Good, there was no school. That's good. Victoria, what's up?
Everything's fine.
Great. And today, as you can see, we have two guests, two dancers, and they work for the same troupe. And a troupe is a group of singers, dancers, actors working together. And let me introduce Miss Kota Juhász. Thank you for joining us. And Miss Liza Kostur, thank you for coming. And the first question, you work for the same troupe, and the name is pretty interesting. So Kota, would you be so kind as to say the name of the troupe?
It's Company Parfenac.
And what's the story?
It's a French-Hungarian dance company. We dance contemporary dance, and we are together here in Hungary from 3 years, and but the company established, I think, about 10 years ago in Paris.
Right. So I've read in a book about your eclectic background. Let me say what I have in mind. She was a ballet dancer, a figure skater, and a musical, right? And the fourth is medical training. Now, this sounds a bit strange. So what is this medical training?
No, I just was on the medical university here in Budapest, and during my studies, I danced in a Vígszínház here in Budapest, and but before I started dancing, I was in I was skating. I make ice dancing.
Good. So you prefer dancing to curing patients? It's more interesting, maybe.
No, it's not that.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's just my life turned like that.
Good. Thank you very much. Liza, I'll tell you what. I have this approach. I'm going to say the name of a town, and you say something.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Boston.
This is where I'm from. My parents are living there. And I grew up, I guess I lived there for 14 years,
good,
roughly.
New York?
New York is where I went to university. And I graduated last May from Columbia University, and I have a degree in French literature and dance.
A teacher. Right. Paris.
Paris is where I live now. It's where I moved there last August, and I am teaching English to French students there and dancing.
Budapest.
And Budapest, this is where I'm working with Kata and dancing with Parfenac and working on some new things that we'll talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Thank you very much. And you're going to see a wonderful picture here. Victoria, would you be so kind as to describe this picture?
It's a very nice picture of a ballet dancer, and she's wearing a long skirt. Very typical ballet dancerish skirt, which is, I think it looks very feminine, and the whole movement is very nice.
Right. You mentioned feminine, and I'm going to have a couple of words here, and these words describe what ballet means to me, and you might agree or disagree, but to me, ballet means aristocratic conventions, overcoming gravity. By this, I mean that ballet dancers leap into the air without any effort, as if they didn't have any body or didn't have the weight of, they didn't feel the weight of their body. We have graceful symmetry. By this I mean that when a ballet dancer does this, she's going to do this. So sort of symmetry. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sort of.
So, I think I agree with aristocratic conventions very strongly, because it's developing, the technique of ballet is developing from the court dances of Louis XIV in France, and then evolving into what ballet is today, which is, of course, very different, but the same philosophy in the movement somewhere. Overcoming gravity? I don't know about that, because I think in terms of contemporary dance, we're doing a lot of falls to the floor. And I, for example, am learning a new language with Palafrenac, and I'm making lots of noise. And they're always like, no, that's bad. You have to be silent. So it's the same issue of body weight and trying to let it go. So,
what about symmetry?
Symmetry? I think I could agree with that. I think so.
Right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see another type of dance. And I would like you to come up with a couple of adjectives that would best describe this kind of dance. So would you roll the tape, please? Good. Kota.
I would say it's dynamic and not aggressive, but I think more lively.
Very lively. Saboj, any other adjectives?
Obsessive, in a way.
Obsessive?
Yes.
Interesting. Victor?
Quick and loud, maybe.
Good. Victoria?
Ancient, in a way.
Would you say it again?
In a way, it's ancient, so...
Sort of folk and...
Yes.
Right. Do you like this kind of music, Kota and Lisa?
Yes, very much.
Very much so. Now we're going to travel to a place, and this is going to be your task to understand where we are. Okay, so this is group one. And group two, what is the problem? Okay, would you roll the tape, please, again?
Londoners were treated to a rare spectacle as they drove past one of the famous West End theatres. Traffic stopped as drivers caught a glimpse of African spirit. These people are no ordinary street performers. They're the cast of the South African hit musical Umoja. They're dancing in the street because they have nowhere else to go. Umoja was closed after neighbors complained that the show was too loud.
Unbelievable. So where are we, Saboj?
We are in London, in front of the Western Theatre.
Western theatres, you're absolutely right. And what's the problem, Victor?
The place where they danced was closed because they were too loud.
Yes.
So they have to dance on the street.
Yes, they were too loud. Can you believe it? Now, we're going to see a notice, and it's right here. And Liz, would you be so kind as to read out?
Sure.
I hope you can see that.
Yeah. As a result of Camden Council's decision to serve a noise abatement notice on the Shaftesbury Theatre, we regret to inform you that today's performances of Umoja have been cancelled. If you have already purchased tickets for this performance, please contact yada, yada, yada.
Right. So as you can see, it's very, very formal language. Okay? So, for example, the first paragraph, decision to serve a noise abatement notice. In everyday language, it would go like this. We are very sorry, but there was a notice, and they asked the theater to try and reduce the noise level, and we couldn't do that. So unfortunately, all the performances are canceled. I would like some of you, or one of you, to come up with the same as far as the second paragraph is concerned. So instead of purchased and refund, what's the story? Victoria, could you help me?
If you have already bought the tickets for this show, please contact the ticket outlet or...
The person, yeah.
Yes, from whom you bought the tickets in order to arrange to get your money back.
To get your money back. I love you for this. So instead of a full refund, to get your money back. So the register here is very formal, and in everyday language is a little bit different. Right. How do you feel about it? Have you ever had a performance that was cancelled? Kota?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Never. But Mm-mm. It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just because it...
But I understand the artists that they didn't reduce the music.
They couldn't, right.
They couldn't because then the quality of the performance is not the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've been talking about ballet and this kind of dance. I would call it a musical. It was a hit musical with folk element, right?
Yeah.
Now, How would you define the difference between ballet and modern dance as far as, for example, body is concerned? I mean, you're very, very attractive, but your body is not really ballet dancer-like-ish.
No, I show.
Okay, fine.
The contemporary dance is very much physical. So you can see my muscles, that even I have a suppleness, but I carry the man as well.
Can you?
That makes, yeah, sure.
Excellent. So how would you define the difference between this body and the ballet dancer's body?
I think the ballet dancer's body, well, first of all, they don't carry men, so they're not so concerned with their arm strength. I think there's also more use of this muscle, this thigh muscle here in contemporary dance, whereas in ballet, you're trying not to use it ever. It's an aesthetic thing, I think.
Right. How about age? Age difference?
I think as a contemporary dancer, you have more longevity in terms of your career. You can dance into your
70.
Yeah, Martha Graham, for example, is a very famous contemporary dancer, and she's dancing until she's 90 years old.
90? You said 90?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, 80-something.
89, very high 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. But lifestyle?
Lifestyle, I think there seems to be a tendency that contemporary dancers, because you have more room to have a career later in life, they can choose other activities that complement dancing, like getting a university degree or doing other work outside of ballet. More, I guess, more intellectual.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we don't say that more.
Yeah, I know.
Tell you what, we're going to compare the vocabulary of ballet. Lisa, you're going to show us some ballet, and you're going to show the same thing in another language, and it's going to be the Paul Frenac language, okay?
Yeah. So.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Can you come up with a couple of adjectives comparing these two vocabulary, these two languages? Kota, how would you describe the ballet?
What you said is, I think it's okay to say to ballet that it's more like
graceful.
She would only fly in the air or something, but the other is more, it's closer to life or the way we move in our everyday life.
Good. Victor, would you like to add anything to it?
I think the ballet was a bit ethereal.
Wonderful adjective, ethereal, right? Victoria?
Yes, and the other was more everyday life-like.
Good. Thank you very much. Now, you're going to see one of the characteristics of Paul Frenac language, and it's going to be about 15 seconds. What is the message of this? That's one thing. And the other thing is, what does it remind you of? Okay, so could you roll the tape, please? So, what does it remind you of, Kotha?
I think it could be a story of a few days. It reminds me of the dance of the African people.
African people. Victoria, please.
It was a little bit like the sign language for the deaf and dumb.
Excellent. Can you believe it? That's fantastic. Yeah. So what's the story, Lisa? It's sign language, right?
It is sign language, you're right.
Yeah. And why is it important in connection with Paul Frenac?
He has a biographical connection to sign language because his parents were both deaf and mute as he was growing up. So
they were deaf-mute?
They were deaf-mute, right, so they're communicating in sign language.
Right.
And we use the sign language in dance, not directly, like we talk with this, but mostly like we do gestures. They are coming from that, but we make it more abstract.
Yes, and what was this particular
thing?
Can
I show you one time?
Would you be so kind? Let me help you a little. Jozsef Attila. What is it?
Ajtató.
Say it.
Ajtató.
Can you come up with the first line? Lehunja.
Kék szemét az ég, lehunja sok szemét a ház.
Is that it? Thank you very much. Congratulations. Excellent. Now, we're going to see a longer bit from Tricks and Tracks, and that was a performance. And I would like you to concentrate on the movements, obviously. Also, when the dancers meet, what happens? Again, listen to the music and the clothes and the scenery. And your task is try and come up with two adjectives, okay? Would you roll the tape, please? That was Kata. So what are your two adjectives?
I think it was aggressive in a way, and the music was a little bit annoying.
Right. Szabolcs?
I think it was weird and tragical.
Weird and tragical. Interesting. Victor?
I thought about the same aggressive and disharmonic.
Uh-huh. Victoria?
I thought it was violent and painful.
Violent and painful. How do you feel about those adjectives, Liz?
I think I agree. I think it's aggressive. I think, and also in terms of music, it's not comfortable to listen to. I would agree with that. I think it's very intense.
And what happened when the dancers met? What were the contacts like? Victoria.
Very intense.
Very intense. I would say merciless. So that's what came to my mind. No mercy. So what is this whole Tricks and Tracks about?
Tricks and Tracks, it's a it's a piece where, like, how is the everyday life now? And yes, there is aggressivity, but in the piece there is love and...
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. When there was this sign language bit, I think they were yearning for some kind of tranquility and calm and peace, right? But it's very difficult to get to this point where you can have peace in our world. So was it the story, basically?
Yes.
More or less.
Lisa, maybe she can explain it better.
I think the idea is that it's very brief interactions with your entire environment. Like, the meetings between bodies were very short and fleeting, and there are moments where there's interaction with the wall and the floor, Kato's in the air at one point, so it's kind of, I think it's that kind of aggression that is every day. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Okay, thank you very much. So what are the elements of the Paul Frenac language? We have already mentioned sign language.
Yes. There is another thing which is important for us, that we don't use just just two dimension, like normally in dance, that we use the horizontal line as well. So we work a lot in the air.
In the air too. Right. Thank you very much. Now, I ask you to come up with, to look at the Carmen story, and I would like, Kota, would you like to talk about the Carmen story?
The story takes place in Sevilla, I think, in 1820, and there lives a gypsy girl called Carmen, and she's very seducing, and a soldier called Don Jose.
Right, you can see the names right here.
Falls in love with her, and they live together for some time, but then Carmen breaks up, and she goes to a torero as Camillo, and Don Jose gets very angry, and she asks Carmen to return to him, but she doesn't show, so Don Jose kills her.
You see, it's a very, very sad story, and we have this spring festival, and it says Carmen here, and seven companies, and I can see Company Paul Frenac. So what's the story, Lisa?
Well, for the Spring Festival in Budapest at the end of March, they've invited several different dance companies to interpret the story that you just explained, Bizet's Carmen, and Paul Frenac Dance Company is one of them. And we
are going to perform from the 21st of March till the 24th of March. We have five performances, because on the 24th of March we have afternoon performances from 4 o'clock.
And where exactly?
In Truffo House.
Does anybody know where Truffo is? Would you put up here if you know where Truffo is?
This is the house of the contemporary art.
Right. And if I know where the title of the performance is, Chaos, written in a very strange way. So why is it written like this, Lisa?
Well, the idea, it will be explained in the actual show, but the idea is K and O are accentuated to evoke the idea of knockout, which is a word used in boxing language, right? And we're using this kind of energy to help explain and interpret the Carmen story.
Right. And how is the performance? I mean, is it in shape now? Because you have a couple of more days to go, not too many.
Yeah, so, not too many. No, it's coming together.
But you are very, very optimistic about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. And you're gonna play in the performance. You're going to be Escamillo, or you're going to be Carmen,
It's not as linear as that. It's not a direct treatment of each of the characters. What we're doing is incorporating the entire cast of Carmen, more or less, and suggesting that each of those personalities exists in every one of us. So throughout the ballet, it's a struggle. It's almost like a schizophrenic struggle between what part of you loves, what part of you is betrayed or is violent. That kind of expression.
Yes, and Paul Frenac is going to be here in Hungary?
Yes, he is here now, and we are working.
Instructing you?
And he's also dancing in it, too.
Yeah.
Dancing in it, too. And what are his instructions? I mean, what can he, it's good, it's not good, or what's the whole method?
Now, as we work, it's not the usual way. he never showed us before, but he wants, like, in steps or things like that. He would like that we create ourselves and
So it's building up your ego and showing. Thank you very much for coming, and I hope everything is going to be okay. And see you. It's going to be again English for You. Bye.
Ma senki sem ér már rá megkeresni önmagát. De ma is pontosan ugyanannyi időbe telik meggyógyítani egy szívet.
Amikor bajban vagy, vagy válaszút előtt állsz.
Kapod még egy esélyt. Most már magám.
És kezded elveszíteni a reményt.
Nem szabad feladni. Én megértem az érzéseidet. Megéri várni rá.
Csak ő segíthet.
Ki küldött téged?
Angyali érintés.
Szeretem, ha szükség van rám.
Minden hétköznap este az M2-n.
Nem jós, hanem üzen.